Rumble's Radio Business Focus.
Brought to you by Ilkley Beard and Bradford Council, supporting local businesses.
And on this edition, we're discovering Ilkley with David and Hannah from 39 Cafe and Bakehouse on the Grove. It's a lovely little spot here, perfect right on the edge of the Grove. Tell me about what you do, David.
We're a nice little fast service, quick service cafe. Come for a bite of brunch, come for a bit of breakfast, a nice coffee. We like to think it's the best in Ilkley, but I'm sure listeners can be the judges of that. 39 is really the culmination of all our experience. Hannah and I have worked in events and catering for many a year. We worked on large events like the Queen's Golden Jubilee, etc., down in London. We've had our own restaurant in the past up in the Lake District, and between then and now I worked for the Devonshire Hotels and Restaurants Group. Over on Bolton Abbey, ran the Cavendish Pavilion, Devonshire Fell, did that for about 10 years, which was really great fun. But this is really the culmination of all that experience put into one business, which is ours. It's our baby, it's our livelihood ultimately at the end of the day. But it's just everything that we would want in a cafe is 39.
And what do you think the most popular thing is that people come in to eat or drink here, Hannah?
Everybody does say they do love our coffee. They come time and time again for that. And our food is outstanding. I will say that we have an excellent head chef. I think our 39 Benedict is probably one of our most popular. We call it 39 Benedict because it is the difference is it's served on our homemade crumpets. Everything we do here is homemade from scratch. Ashley is great at that. We don't believe in processed or microwaves or anything like that. So that is basically, I think people come for the good food, the great atmosphere, the great coffee. We like to think we've got a lovely atmosphere. People have told us that. So everything that we want, as David said, in our place.
And lots of local ingredients being used to make the things you make here as well.
One of the main ethoses behind everything that we do is to be as sustainable as possible. There are some ingredients you just can't get in the UK, lemons for example. So we try and base everything on the menu and everything new coming in as local or definitely within the UK as possible, and also sustainable as possible. We have purposely sourced our ingredients, our coffee, the crisps that we sell with, you know, we've gone for the suppliers that are as sustainable as possible. For example, our coffee supplier, the thing that sealed the deal, not just the taste of the coffee, was the fact that all their packaging that they use is biodegradable, which is a really big thing for us. And also we've just started buying in some crisps that we've actually managed to find that the packaging is also biodegradable as well, and plastic free, which is an absolute winner for us. And we hope that people of Ilkley will help us support those other businesses in our supply chain as well.
About a year now since you opened, it's been a bit of a stressful time for many in the hospitality sector, and recruitment's been an issue and the pandemic's caused all sorts of issues. But what are you enjoying most about having this business here in Ilkley?
The fact that it's a family business. We did open up just as lockdown came in, but in all honesty, it didn't really harm us in any way. We started off with takeout and actually led the journey to where we are now. We have the majority of our customers are wonderful returning customers, local, and we've listened to what they want and we've grown with them to make 39 what it is now. So yeah, difficult, maybe a little bit crazy opening up a business in pandemic, but in all honesty, it's been great for us. Our family have thrived with it. My eldest daughter, she does all our social media, she works out front and wants to start taking it over from next year so we can expand further. My youngest daughter does the majority of the baking of our cakes, which is fabulous. So yeah, it is a proper family business, which is great.
And not just a cafe, you've got a range of chutneys and jams and honeys and things like that that people can take home with them.
Again, we're very passionate about local food and local business, and the jams, etc., that we use on the toast, and even the peanut butter now, made by some cracking guys in Ilkley, contains nuts. Chutneys and jams, etc., are things that we love and we love to go out and buy. So we thought, you know, we're using them in the kitchen as well. Let's get them out for sale for the people of Ilkley to enjoy. Going back to what Hannah was saying, the thing that we really enjoy is actually we love the hospitality side of things, and we've managed to get a team, put a team of people together who absolutely love what they do. Ashley, our head chef, he is amazing. He's a cracking person and a cracking chef. And he's very passionate about what he does, and with us on the sustainability side of things as well.
And when you're not here at this place, what do you like to do, getting out and about and discovering things going on in Ilkley?
Very much, well, for Fairmouse, we walk our dogs. We've got two dogs at home, so we do like walking. We do walk the moors, etc. But I like to support the local shops. You know, we've got really nice independent shops this end of town. You've got Covet next door, you've got Nora's over the road, Martinez. So I think we all complement each other at this end of town, the Ilkley Dress Agency. So yeah, we like to support local businesses, even more so now that we are a local business ourselves.
And dogs very much welcome inside here as well.
Yeah, we've got two dogs of our own. We love dogs, absolutely. Dogs are more than welcome throughout the whole cafe. Anytime.
Super. Well, you can find out more at 39thegrove.co.uk, and there's lots of information about things to see and do in Ilkley at discoverilkley.co.uk or on the Discover Ilkley app.
Rumble's Radio Business Focus.
Brought to you by Ilkley Beard and Bradford Council, supporting local businesses.